This is Rad Radio. It's just like rain on your wedding day. It's not ironic at all. It just sucks. Call the show anytime at 888-989-9811.
Being a word guy, that was my favorite part of Alanis Morissette's heyday in the mid-90s with Ironic. And all of the people that came out and said, none of her examples are ironic. That's not the definition of rain on your wedding day is not irony. It's just bad luck.
Isn't that good luck,
or
though?
Good luck. It means lots of babies.
Or that. But it's not ironic. That's what we know. The title of the song.
Yeah.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Mackenzie.
Hey, Mackenzie.
Says, happy birthday to my sexy, smart, hilarious husband, Max, who turns 31.
Oh, he's a puppy.
We had to spend... No, I hope not. That's
like the Grinch's dog?
That's quite illegal. I would have to report that. My God. Please clarify in the future if you are engaged in bestiality. I'll just set your email aside.
Oh, my gosh.
Max turns 31, although we had to spend the weekend moving into our new home.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, yay for the woman who doesn't have to carry all the boxes.
Hell, yeah. I'll just tell you where to put them.
At least Mackenzie recognizes it was torture for poor Max.
Hey, here's a pizza and some beer.
I plan on making it up to him, she says, by giving him a honey-do list for this weekend. Thank God he decided to take a job at Starbucks where we met years ago.
Aww.
Max worked so hard and made it possible for us to now live in a place most people only vacation. Okay, well, I'll put my house up against yours, Mackenzie.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's all perspective.
And while we're at it, I'll unzip mine and you have Max unzip his and we'll go from there. I mean, look, you know, we're just going to throw it down. Plus, but yes, it is all perspective, yeah. But also what kind of vacation? I mean, vacation to some people is slumming it to others. So
yeah.
It's all relative.
And I mean,
it's
usually
relative.
You should just get your home thinking of you and yeah. not like trying to stick it
little,
to people.
Little humble brag there. Yeah.
Some people vacation in tents in the woods. They call it camping.
Right, exactly. And I find that to be putrid. Okay. And that's okay. I just wouldn't vacation like that.
Happy
right?
Happy birthday. Now yes.
Thanks, no.
That's why they call it roughing it.
Yeah, I did my time as a child. Now I rough it at the Ritz-Carlton. Now I'm confused by this email. This could be my boomerism kicking in, but we got this email from Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
And Emmy, and she is a regular. She's a P1 maggot, okay? And that's why. So right away, I recognize her name. She's been a fan for years. And unless I'm missing something, I'm very confused. I need Brandon's help on
it. I got your back.
All right. Kimberly says, I think... I've asked before, but I can't recall. Is there a way to listen to the show live on a mobile device?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't that literally what we...
So, yes. And,
why,
and
I guess, could you also explain why she would ask that?
Yeah, I actually have more information because I've been emailing back and forth with Kimberly. Okay. So, yes, there is a way to listen to the show on your mobile device. There's the Rad Radio Show app, which is available in both the Android and Apple stores. And you can just click play and you can listen live right there. You can also listen live at radradio.com. There's a listen online button. And the player itself on the website is very mobile friendly. Our guys at Tech2U redesigned the whole website and redesigned the player, so it is very mobile friendly. Our affiliate up in Reno, 104.5 KDOT, they actually have their own player, and they are listed under on the TuneIn app, which is basically like a third party radio tuner, but you can like find any of the radio stations across the country. But it's not listed there for our Sacramento radio station, 104.7 FM and 890 AM in Sacramento. They're not listed on TuneIn yet. I've been working with the station manager to get that going, but we are also, you can also stream, the Sacramento radio station on Alexa. So you can teach Alexa to play 104.7 FM, 890 AM in Sacramento to play the Rad Show and all of the other programming that happens afterwards. And she's asking because she has a friend who wants to listen to Tech2U Tuesday today because of the AI segment, and she wants to find the show on an app, but she doesn't want to use the Rad Radio Show app for some reason. There's plenty of options. And so I'm going to email Kimberly back with all of those things. Maybe she's listening right now, so she can just relay that information.
And save Brandon the time so
exactly.
that he can do other stuff.
Thank you.
Yes, the Tech2U Tuesday airs after the Mixed Picks Sports Show. Mixed Picks Sports Show with Steve Mickelson and I from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. We do that every day. on Rad TV, on the membership site, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And then today, because it's Tuesday, is Tech to You Tuesday, which is 11 to noon, which again, Rad TV, members.radradio.com. The Rad Radio app. What does she think? We're TikTok? And in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM.
So I'm reading Kimberly's response to me, and she says, I have a coworker that wants to listen to Tech to You Tuesday regarding the AI issue, but she doesn't have the app. I do. She does not. But so I'm going to send her the links to the Rad Radio Show app so that she can forward this email to her friend so she can download it to whatever platform she has, be it an Android or an Apple device.
I think I can get frustrated because I'm 54.
This is all good news for people that are new listeners and want to know all the ways you can find us.
Yeah.
What?
I'm 54. Just tell your friend to download the app.
You said it, but did Kimberly say her friend doesn't want to use the app?
She just says
because what you just read is she doesn't have it.
I have a coworker that wants to listen.
Anyone can download it.
Is there a way to listen to the station 104.7 if you don't have the app?
Okay, I need to. You know what? I'm going to settle down because, see, here's how I feel.
You understand why.
I feel if I understand something, someone else completely has to, right? Because I'm 54, I didn't grow up with this stuff. So, like, anyone can get the app. It is free. You just go. I don't know what the other platforms are. If you have an iPhone, you go to the App Store. You put it in the search tool. Whatever app comes up, you download it, boom, on your phone, right? And wherever else, whatever phone you have, it will have how you search for your apps. Download it, boom, bam, right there on your phone. You can listen. I mean, these things have been made so easy for us. I wish sometimes we'd stop fighting it.
Yeah, and I mean, if your friend is really old and she doesn't know how, or he or she doesn't know how to, you know, install the app and doesn't want the app or whatever, if they know how to go to a website, radradio.com, you can just listen live right there, and as long as you're listening at 11, it'll play because it's on our online player as well.
But what really perplexes me is that Kimberly says, I have the app, but she doesn't. How does she listen?
Tell her to write yes, exactly.
Get the app!
All right, I just want to make sure I wasn't missing anything. Treble now.
I was trying to be nice.
You were.
It's good.
I was.
It's good. No. Yeah.
All right. I mean, mystery kind of solved, but Kimberly, come on, do better. Look, Brandon, I know Kimberly. All right, we're gonna pull the curtain all the way back. I've talked to Kimberly a number of times over the years. She's a very smart, nice person.
Yeah.
She and her husband are big fans.
Love
she
it.
She just mailed in. She said, I thought you had to pay for the app. My bad.
How do you have it and think you paid for it?
Right.
So there is a, quote, paid version of the app. You can get a premium version because there are pop-up ads that do pop up.
Okay.
But you don't have
to
have that. No.
You don't have to have that to hear Tech to You Tuesday today.
And maybe you will be burdened by a 10 or 15 second pop-up ad before you listen to Tech to You Tuesday, but that's it.
Do what Kyle and Brandon said. Go to the website.
Let's get to Treble Trouble. We've got a 1 month membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Don't even want to try to explain that to Kimberly's friends. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday for tickets next Friday. There are premium tickets. Sixth row, center stage, see Pete Davidson live on May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. Greg, you're caller 18. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning,
Greg.
You will guess first if you know the song title, you will win. If not, we'll go to Will.
Hey there, Boo Bear.
And Johanna, you're caller 20.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, we're looking for a 1981 rock song. I'm getting the arrow. I pressed the button. Remember that I told you the same thing? Have you ever seen that happen? You said no. Yeah. I pressed the button. I just got the arrow, and then I just let it sit. And then I played. Well, this time it'll work fine if it does the same thing.
Gosh, that's always.
This is ourselves. Did you see the arrow?
It's like the spinning wheel.
Yeah,
it's
freezes.
It's thinking about it.
Yeah. All right. Oh. Anyways, we need the title of that song, which I don't think has anything to do with Pete Davidson at all. I don't know. We'll see. Greg, do you know the answer?
Under Pressure.
Man, oh my gosh!
So, yesterday, Kyle was wanting suggestions on Pete or Peter songs because we had a Kiss song. And so we started shouting out Peter Frampton, Peter Gabriel, things like that. So this is Under Pressure, the David Bowie version. Yes. So the connection is
Pete Davidson, and Davidson is close to David. David Bowie, and the song came on. It was stuck in my head, and I went, "All right, we're using this one tomorrow."
All right, I'm gonna go with the dog. That's a big stretch.
Stretch.
At least this explained.
Yeah.
We will give you another chance to win the membership qualify for the grand prize drawing 9 a.m. With the pressure cooker, which ironically
Under pressure.
Okay, see how that all ties in somehow? Yeah. We were talking about Netflix. We don't know anything. We don't know the when. We don't know the who. We don't know any stars, but they have signed a deal to create a live-action version series of Scooby-Doo. Don't know how the dog's going to be done. Will it be CGI or what is this, photo animation like the new Lion King's going to be, whatever. We don't know anything about it. How they're going to ruin it. And that's what we're talking about. We're worried. Are they going to make it political? They make the Mystery Man an electric mystery van.
Machine.
Jesus. Yeah. Mystery Machine Van. Good Lord.
They'll call it a Mystery Man.
They make it an electric vehicle, and they make commentary on it. Or is Scooby-Doo giving, you know, animal rights lectures, things like that. Because it just seems impossible. Like, they're able to do it. So D wrote in and said, I think they're going to pull a Disney. They'll have all the characters, the opposite race that they are, and they'll actually have Scooby-Doo as a cat. That makes it about right. Has nothing to do with Scooby-Doo at all whatsoever, but they use the name it's kind of like the remake of Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Roadhouse.
It barely has anything to do with the Patrick Swayze version, but they live off of the name of the original Roadhouse, and it is a great movie. They could have just called it Bouncer in a Bar. All right. Listening test.
Oh,
check
no.
One, two, what? Test.
No, jeez. No Googling.
Test I'm one, not two.
You
Googling.
Actually should be the one that gets this.
Okay, I'm listening.
We talked a few weeks ago.
Just called you a wee man.
Well, that's better than fat, which I've been called for the last month around here.
This was a few weeks ago?
We talked about first, you remember Netflix? Still the biggest streaming company, and they have intentionally kind of been biding their time while Peacock, Paramount, and others dip their toe into or go all in some cases, Amazon, live streaming. Like Amazon's doing Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
And so we talked about Netflix finally did it a year ago with...
They did it with Chris Rock.
Yes, with the Chris Rock special, the stand-up
special.
That's
right, we did talk about that.
And then we talked about the next big one. They've done other ones. The next big one.
It's the roast of Tom Brady.
Correct.
Yeah!
All right, now, when we talked about that, that'll air live this weekend. Yeah, Sunday.
Damn.
On Netflix. And it's going to be hosted by Kevin Hart. We still don't know any of the celebrities that are going to actually roast Tom Brady. Again, if they have onions, Giselle will come out and give him some before he does his thing.
Dumb question?
Well, of course. You don't need to say that.
They're going to keep it on there, though.
Yes.
Like, you don't miss it.
You know what, Dawn? That is not a dumb question. I appreciate that question because it is important that, yes, because some people don't even have access to live Netflix events. There's all these different subscriptions. The Chris Rock thing is still on there right now, and it still stands up. Now, that's what we were told was going to be next, but it's not actually the next live event of major note. Again, I know they've done other little things, other little stupid shows. We're talking about top of the tier A-list. Remember a couple years ago, back in 2022, they launched Netflix is a Joke, the Festival. Because all of their stand-up comedy shows, they're under the heading of Netflix is a Joke. I get it, we're self-deprecating, but we have all these comedians. This is the year, it was in L.A., and it had 250 different acts all in Los Angeles at 30 different venues, but the big boys played at Hollywood Bowl, where Brandon saw Maynard and the guys from Tool and all the other bands, et cetera.
Primus, yeah.
And a famous venue, et cetera. This is where Chappelle was attacked on stage.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That was the last time we were talking about the Netflix is a Joke Festival. They didn't do one last year. They are doing it again this year. It starts this week, in fact, in 2 days. Runs for 10 days. This time they have over 300 live stand-up shows, special events, table reads, sketches, and more LA's best-known venues. The list of participating comedians, I am not obviously going to give you all 300. Names that jump out include David Letterman, Kevin Hart, Jon Stewart, Wanda Sykes, Nick Kroll, Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, Chris Rock, Jim Gaffigan, Maya Rudolph, and Jerry Seinfeld, and about 288 others.
Well, that's
it? Basically all the good ones.
Yeah, the only one not mentioned is Chappelle, ironically. So I don't know where he does or doesn't fit into all this. And this is all tied into the Tom Brady roast, which will be Sunday, because it's being hosted by Kevin Hart, et cetera. So that's all tied in. But that's Sunday. But there's other Netflix is a joke stuff that's going to air live this week.
How do you feel, right? There's 300 and you still didn't make the list.
Yeah. I mean, right, if you're Chappelle, you can do whatever you want. You can say no. But you're like, you're like ranked comedian number 301 in the world if you weren't even invited.
Bobby Lee.
You weren't even asked to do a live read table session Q&A.
Exactly.
No. You're that bad.
Yeah. Burt Kreischer's not on the list. Aww.
Yeah, what about Matt Rife?
That's why Amy Schumer's not on the list. Netflix went,
no, yeah, don't tell us she turned it down, please.
No. This year, though, they're doing it a little different. There's going to be a six-episode live series centered around Netflix is a joke, because this is a festival. You don't actually get to see all of these shows and acts. However, John Mulaney will be presenting Everybody's in L.A. this week. He'll be performing his own live set at the Hollywood Bowl. But the show, John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., will have six episodes as he, quote, explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. It debuts this Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and then the other five episodes are next week, all at 7 o'clock if you want to see them live. And John Mulaney is a very acquired taste. You either get him or you don't.
I do get him, and yeah. I absolutely love John Mulaney. I mean, he's had a really good he's had an amazing career since the SNL days. He was a writer. He wrote the Weekend Update thing for Bill Hader, where I can't remember Stefan. He did those skits, but he went on to do a ton of great Netflix specials and his own comedy specials. He was on Broadway a lot with Nick Kroll, and he had a bad drug problem, and so he had to go away for a bit. And he had an intervention from all of his friends.
Aww.
And so he's come out, and his most recent comedy special called Baby J is all about that, like all about his experience with addiction
on Netflix,
and all about his the intervention, going to rehab, and all that. And I respect the hell out of him for being so vulnerable and raw about it. So anything that he does, I just like the way he talks. So I will eat anything up that John Mulaney has.
It's very Norm Macdonald-esque, and others for certain people, they just cannot stand his presentation. His verbal presentation for some people, not me, I love him, is like nails on the chalkboard kind of thing, and they can't get past that and hear the substance of what he's saying.
He's very old-timey, see? Yeah. He's got a lot of inflection like he's old-timey.
And to Dawn's earlier question, see, the entire series will be available on Netflix, see, if you can't watch it live, okay, see?
See, I was like that when I first heard John Mulaney do stand-up. I was kind of like, who's this whiny little nerdy guy?
Yep.
And then you hear the content of his storytelling ability, and you're like, God damn, he's brilliant.
Yep. All right, shifting gears, as we mentioned, the Mixed Pick Sports Show at 10 a.m. this morning, every weekday, Steve Mickelson and I will dive deeper into stories like this, but this is something mass appeal for so many. CBS's NFL pregame show. That's the show before every Sunday morning, before the kickoff, the studio show, hosted by James Brown, former Pittsburgh Steelers coach Bill Cowher, and ex-wide receiver Nate Burleson. That will not change. However, getting rid of a couple of middle-aged straight white men. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, longtime veterans Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason. No more of your white privilege. You're out.
What?
Yes. Do we need all of these white men telling us what to think about football?
No.
So these old white men, they are being replaced by one man who can do the job of two.
Right.
Former MVP of the NFL and quarterback of the Falcons, most famously in other teams, Matt Ryan.
What?
White and straight, just half their age. So.
Oh, wow. So he has more energy. They didn't need to fill two seats.
And he's only one salary, and it's much smaller than Boomer's and Phil Simms. Speaking of broadcasting, Jason Kelce, he's the good one.
Hell yeah, he is.
He's the one that rips his shirt off, drinks with fans.
But he's a vegan now.
I'm just trying to block that out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's trying to lose
weight. I feel like it's short-lived.
Yeah, did we get an update on it? Maybe he's already stopped.
Yeah. He has to have.
Why doesn't he do the American thing and just take Ozempic?
Listen, I'm telling you, there's no way. With as much as he loves fast food, there is no way he's been able to stick to being a vegan.
I think he was never vegan. I think he's on Ozempic.
Oh.
They created this storyline.
Oh, to make him look good.
Yeah, and then he's going to get an endorsement deal for Impossible Meat, which he's never eaten.
Do you know what?
I love
let me
it.
Tell you. Or at least in my world, I have yet to see a man advertising this. Right? You're only hearing about the women doing it.
No, he's not going to advertise Ozempic. You know? He's going to advertise Impossible Meat. Oh. This is all a lie. Look, the Kelseys are just like the rest of everybody. How many zeros are in this? Sure, I'll do it. But here's what we do know. I don't know anything about Jason's current appetizing appetite. No, nutritional.
Diet,
whatever.
Yeah.
What we do know is that Jason, but he played for the Philadelphia Eagles his whole career. He's a Hall of Famer who should go in first ballot as a center.
Aww.
He retired in March, but you can see him every Monday night. He's joined ESPN to be part of the Monday Night Countdown pregame show.
I'm going to watch it.
Yes, for
just
about
for him.
20 minutes the first week.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. This is way too sporty sport.
And I'll be like, shut up. Just let Jason talk.
Take off his shirt.
So we said the K word, Kelsey. That means we have a trailer update as well.
Going down the trailer park, gonna have myself a time.
Famous faces everywhere, rich folks with big reputations.
Going down the trailer park, gonna waste up all my time.
Apple gossip day or night, people shouting, that guy's trailer.
Going down the trailer park, so I don't get behind.
Any stories, no people, make up stories,
down the trailer park and meet two friends of mine.
That's Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift trailer. I didn't make it up. Social media did. This is actually football related. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce got a big raise yesterday, agreed to 2 years on a two-year contract extension that will make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL. Ties him to the Chiefs all the way through the 2027 season, so he should retire with the Chiefs. If he lives out the entire contract, the deal is worth $34.5 million, $17 million fully guaranteed right now. And every sports media figure yesterday used the same joke because that means he gets $17 million right now. Boom. It's basically a signing bonus. And they're like, in case he needs money to travel overseas to visit Taylor Swift.
Really?
Right, because they were sitting down and they were rubbing their heads trying to figure out how they could afford whether or not Travis Kelce could fly to Paris to see you.
Well, now it's in the budget.
Right, now.
Thank God.
By the way, he should be the highest paid tight end in the NFL. He is the best, regardless of his non-manly qualities in other areas.
This is a sports question, because I don't know. This might be a duh.
Well, then call into the Mixed Pick Show at 10 a.m.
Is this?
Call in.
yes. From
never
her office, across from the studio. Call into there. Hello, this is Dawn. You can hear the echo from the hallway.
Never time listener, first time caller.
I'm not even listening right now. I'm just waiting to hear my answer on the phone while I watch reruns of Ozark. What's your question?
Is this the only team he's ever played with?
Yes, it is.
That's great.
So he, like his brother,
happens.
Could play out as a... And it's very rare, especially
so
for superstar players
I
to stay with one.
I love that. I don't know why I just do. It's like loyalty.
So we heard yesterday that the trailer update is, yes, they're getting close to the end, not of their relationship, unless you think it's all fake and then whatever, which I don't know. I don't claim to know. But she's got to go on tour, and she's sad. Remember, according to a source,
she should be.
Of course,
she's sad, but she's also excited to go back on
Mr.
tour.
Mr. Man.
So if it's a real relationship, it's like, well, yeah, that's how it works.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But everybody immediately pointed out, I mean, you don't have to be sad because your trailer, you guys can afford, as we just alluded to, for Travis to visit you anytime, anywhere.
You don't have to look for flights that match up to your life because you're just going to hop on a nice... private plane.
No budget concerns.
Sleep the whole way.
Travis is in off season. Now, he may or may not have some recordings for his Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity show or whatever, but still, you can also kind of bump those, work around them. They do mostly, I mean, there's really nothing. But again, a source, quote, said it, so it must be true. Now, we're told that they will not be going to the biggest sporting event this weekend, the Kentucky Derby. They have bigger plans. They're heading to the Miami Grand Prix, set for another double date with Patrick Mahomes and his bitch wife, Brittany.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know, I really didn't like in the past when you guys were saying that because I didn't know much about her. And she just rubs me the wrong way.
As she should.
Like Taylor Swift has grown on me, and I feel like she's probably really a sweet person. Whereas the more I'm exposed to Brittany through Taylor, she seems fake. Mm. Like, none of it seems real. It's like, to me...
Brittany does.
Brittany. Brittany just seems like everything she's doing is for image. Instead of like a true friendship.
Except when the bitchiness comes out, that's really her. So, another source, a different source, quote, told a different publication, because yesterday was Us Weekly, I think. This is from The Sun, quote, Taylor is falling in love with sports, and he, Travis, is excited to take her there.
Aww,
the Grand Prix.
That's sweet.
As she also wants to know more and more about his passions and spend time with Brittany and Patrick, who are very good friends, end quote.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean, that's what you do, though, in a relationship.
There's a non-quote quote.
It is.
Anybody could have made that up. But
listen, I just fell for it when they're just describing a relationship and how it should be, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to go watch the cars go round.
Or I shouldn't use the word should, but usually how it goes. Oh, this is your life? Sure, show me it.
By the way, the reason this is his life, the reason they're going to the Miami Grand Prix is because Travis and Patrick Mahomes are co-investors in one of the F1 teams, so they're going there to support their race car team.
You know what? They're not busy enough.
Well, the cool thing now is for celebrities to invest in sports teams.
Or in anything.
And
they have nothing to do with them. It's like they're building this restaurant in Kansas City. They're not like there for the planning.
Just writing a check.
Yes.
You know if they get to hang out with Michael Jordan or not? Because I heard he got to invest in he has his own racing team now, it looks like.
Is it F1? I think it is F1. I don't remember. But yeah, I saw him last week because last weekend he was like, I don't care about the playoffs. He was with his racing team and his racing team won.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yes, of course. They won't be paying attention at all to anything going on with their team. They're there to hobnob
and count their money.
Exactly.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn show.